Hey everyone, it's Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration. In front of that mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Claude Bristol wrote a book a long time ago, maybe 1940s, where they were doing research with people in sales. And this might seem cheesy, but he said in his research when he had people just get in front of the mirror and just self-nourish. I believe in you. Like they were talking to somebody else. I believe today you'll be strong. I believe today you'll be resilient. When they gave these suggestions, the performance actually got much better. I have a CEO that lives by me, and there was an attempt to take over his company that he was the CEO of. And he goes, every front of the mirror, he would just say, you're bigger than this, you're tougher than this, we will win this fight. Because he realized that if this takeover happened, they would break apart the company and people would lose jobs. And he won. I used to be with the Cowboys and the Dallas Cowboys, and I can remember Michael Irvin in front of the mirror looking at his body going, nobody has a body like this in the league. I thought he was crazy then. He probably is crazy, but I understand what he was doing. He was giving himself confidence. They said Muhammad Ali did the same thing. He was standing in front of the mirror and go, you're the greatest. You're the greatest. I've got something that I would like you guys to do. I would like you to get in front of the mirror. And we need to know that with the Cup Nation, we are a blessing. I read this recently. If God answered every one of your prayers, every one of them, would your life get better or would everybody's life around you get better? Is your life about you or a blessing to others? And I have something that I would like you to read while you look at you in that mirror. It's the prayer of Paul Bear Bryant. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is very important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day is gone forever, leaving something in its place I've traded for it. I want to be a gain, not a loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, so that I shall not forget the price I paid for it. That was found in his wallet when he passed away, and he read that to himself every day. It's powerful. I want you to convince you what a force you are. I want you to convince you why God sent you here. You are part of the Cup Nation. So you are here to be a blessing. Not receive a blessing. And it's the same thing because it's better to give, as Christ said, than to receive. So don't waste this day. Go make the world that God placed you in better. And before you go get in front of that mirror, this is a new day. I want to be a success, not failure. In which I shall not forget the price I paid. You gave up a day for it. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the biggest blessing to others of them all? This is Dr. Kevin Elko.